I'm Michael Smith, and I'm with Linus Welding Training out of Bismarck and Fargo, and I'm the recruiter for the school.
Now, are you guys an actual university school, or are you just a recruiter, or how does that work?
We're a non-traditional post-secondary education facility, so after high school or career changers, they can come to us, and we're non-traditional in the fact that we teach nothing but welding, no general classes, so we're short-term. Anywhere from 1 week to 12 weeks. After 12 weeks, they can come out a certified pipe welder, ready to go to work.
So it's not like, I call it Moorhead Tech out of Fargo, which is a Minnesota Technical College now, I think. And I apologize, Moorhead Tech people, that for your non-correct name, but you're something completely different than that. You're more like a realtor class where you can come in for a weekend or, you know, obviously. But so it's a little more specialized and a little more targeted.
Very trade specific, targeted on the need for welders, and that's all we teach. We don't teach anything other than welding. We teach some pipe fitting, some blueprint reading, and welding symbols. Other than that, it's all hands-on education back in the shop. It's great for someone who doesn't want to take that English class or what just wants to get out in the field and go to work.
So to me, I'm not sure if welding has changed much in the last 20 years, but I'm sure it has because everything has changed with technology. How technical has welding gotten these days? It seems like a pretty... I took it in eighth grade, you know, an old shop class, I guess. So to me, it seems like that it's a pretty basic technology. But how much has it changed?
Well, it is basic in the fact that it's melting and fusing metal. But technology, computers have influenced everything from the welding machines. So dialing in the amperage, dialing in the volts, it becomes a pattern in the machine, which makes it easier and you get better results. You can be more specific on the materials you're welding. And so it has touched lives, but even more so in safety nowadays, advancements in equipment, helmets, personal protective gear that make welding a safer job, a cleaner job than it was 20 years ago.
I was talking to some people in the Rocky Mountain region who represent welding in the Rocky Mountains, and they were saying a number of companies in Wyoming, for example, we're starting to pay for people to go to welding school or to get a trade as opposed to a four-year degree. Are you finding that any of your students or anybody along those lines are getting their companies to pay for their education?
You know, that's something we've explored, and we're working with companies to kind of see if we can do a sponsorship sort of thing. Some of the other colleges do that. They're sponsored by a particular business, and we're trying to look at that. But there's so much diversity and so much need for welders, not just locally, that it might pigeonhole some of our students to have to work for someone when there might be a better need somewhere else.
We used to joke back in 2012, 2013, if you were a pipe fitter, a welder, or a plumber, you were like a deity or a demigod out here in the Bakken because you had to be certified by the state, and there were some extra hoops you had to go through in order to be one of those three professions. Are you seeing an increase in the last 5 years here in North Dakota, same numbers or decrease?
You know, we're seeing about steady numbers, a little bit of an increase. The decline in the Bakken has taken up in other areas, especially structural welding, construction. So we're still a need for certified welders. It just is kind of shifting from a pipeline work to agriculture to structure. It just kind of goes depending on the environment. So our welders come up prepared to capitalize on any flux in the market and go to work where the jobs are.
Yeah, and in North Dakota over the last year and in the projection years, I mean, there's like a dozen 500 million plus projects on the books, whether it's Sanford's Hospital or, you know, some of these major facilities they're building out in the Bakken. So overall, how's welding doing? I've been reading that industry-wide is declining. You mentioned that the numbers are steady, but what do you see nationwide as far as a trend? Are humans still welding? Are the robots taking the job over? By the way, robots are taking over the blackjack dealer's jobs. I cannot believe robots are taking over the blackjack dealer jobs, and humans are holding signs for Little Caesars.
Anyway,
sorry to get out of soapbox there.
We're noticing nationwide an extreme demand for welders. While robotic welding has its place in the industry, it's never going to replace the total human element. Okay. You still have to have a certified welder there. Machines are infallible. You know, I mean, they're going to break at some point. You got to have some kind of a backup plan.
But somebody's got to weld that machine.
Well, to put it in you know, numeric value, the American Welding Society is forecasting a shortage of 370,000 welders 7 years from now. So the fact is that the average age of a welder today is 58 years old, and we're losing 10% to retirement. We had a big generation gap. We're struggling to fill, to backfill those positions. So the need is there, and it's only going to grow.
Yeah, in fact, when you mentioned that number, a year and a half ago when I was last doing a story on this, I think it was 30,000 to 40,000 a quarter that the welders were losing at that time, the amount of people to retirement and no cultivation, I guess. Are the young guys taking a hold of this, or are you finding guys that are doing second careers, I guess?
Well, we're doing both. We're seeing a big increase in people coming right out of high school and going into it as a career because it's being pushed in high schools. Trades are really where the work opportunities are. 7 out of 10 available jobs are trades. So then now that the counselors have kind of done a 180 on what they used to push for your schools, now it's trades. So we're getting a lot of influx because of some influence in the schools, but we're also getting career changers. We've had police officers. We've had people from all walks of life that just want to do something different.
All right, quick plug commercial for you. Go ahead and let people know why, how, promote it.
All right. Well, at Lindus Welding, like I said, we're non-traditional. If you don't want to sit in a classroom taking an English class, you just want to learn to weld and get out there, capitalize on the shortage, we can get you out there as a certified welder in 3 months or less, and you can get out there and enjoy this new job.
And where are you located?
We're located in Fargo and Bismarck, school in both. We have 16 start dates a year, so you don't have to wait. You can call us today.
Online?
Online, learntoweld.com, and that's us.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.